You're listening to The New Music Show, playing new releases from around the UK.
That's it. Feel Alive by The Great Leslie. And welcome back to season five. I can't believe it. It's almost 2 years since we started the new music show as a lockdown project, really. But thank you so much for listening. And that was all of our listener tracks you've got coming up here. We've got five listener tracks and we've got an exclusive interview with Tom Webber. Now, if you don't know Tom Webber, you must go and see him live. He is playing loads of festivals this summer. And we were lucky enough to catch him before the festival season and also see him live at Isle of Wight and Glastonbury Festival as well. So my name is Pete Doyle. This is The New Music Show. If you want to get on the show and play your new music or get your new music played, all you've got to do is go onto our website, www.thenewmusic.show, and submit a track. It's got to be radio quality, broadcast quality, and the team here in the studio will review it and hopefully we'll get you on the show. And it's that simple. So our next track is called Heaven Made and it's by a band called Tooth and Dagger.
Now they can see your eyes are red. A waste of money when it's ever waning. You're the favorite, don't you care? Got a lot in the pot now, don't we? Is it really worth the soul? time now. Getting heavy in this evening light. Coming in on risky business. Give a little, set your soul on fire. Is this how you fought at all? Let's give that dice one last throw. Snake eyes and a glass of whiskey. Up in smoke we go, we go.
Heaven Made by Tooth and Dagger. So they're an alternative metal band from West Midlands. That's Dante on vocals, Dale on guitar, Ian on guitar, and Lucinda on bass, and Chris on drum. If you haven't listened to any of the previous seasons, what we do is we take tracks in from all our listeners, and we advertise across social media, so on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and we've also got a website called www.thenewmusicshow.com where you can submit your tracks. All you need to do is submit a URL. We'll listen to your track and hopefully pick you for one of the shows. And if we do pick you, then we'll tag you in on the post so you get loads of new followers. And this is our fifth season, so thank you very much for tuning in. Our next track is by Stratton Five, and it's called She Dreams in Red. Stratton Five are from Harpenden in Hertfordshire, and they've sent this one in, and check it out, see what you think.
So cliche, but wrong. God, it's been far too long. If I could take it back, I would in a second, love. I can walk down the street where we used to meet, 'cause it's like you're still waiting for me. Was it all in my head? That's what you said. I cried in the shower, I've been misled. Was there instead? I'm better off dead. She dreams in color, she dreams in red. Was there instead? I'm better off dead. She dreams in color, she dreams in red.
That was She Dreams in Red by Stratton 5. Thank you very much for sending that into the show. You're listening to Pete Doyle at the New Music Show. We're in season 5 and this is our very first episode. Coming up very shortly, we have an exclusive interview with Tom Webber. You have to stay tuned and listen to this. And now our next track has been sent in by regular listeners to the show. So thank you very much for listening and keep sending us your tracks. This is a track by Four Legged Fruit and it's called Sweetheart.
She's a sweetheart. She's always been so sugary sweet, baking grandma's cakes with a heart on her sleeve. Think you know her? I know you do. Don't know how much you don't. You'll never know.
Four Legged Fruit and their latest track called Sweetheart. Now they are from Bath and they are regular listeners, so thank you very much for staying listening and staying loyal to us. We really do appreciate it. We will keep playing your music and hopefully get you some new followers as well. If you want to submit a track to the show, it's really simple. All you've got to do is go to our website, www.thenewmusic.show. That's thenewmusic.show, and follow the link to say submit a track. pop in your details and that'll come through to us in the studio and we can review it for the show. Now this track is a guy called Paul Marshall. Now he originally in London, so we are really focusing on the UK, but he's now since moved to New Zealand, so I think this is the furthest one we've ever had on the show. And this is a track called I Miss You, and straight after this track we're going straight into our interview with Tom Webber, so stay tuned.
Show with Pete Doyle.
Hi, so it's Pete Doyle here at the New Music Show, and I'm with Tom Webber. Hi, Tom, how are you doing?
Very well, thank you, Pete. How are you doing?
I'm lovely, thanks. Yeah, and I had the pleasure of seeing you recently perform in Reading at the Rising Sun Art Centre. And I must admit, I was completely blown away by your talents. Thank you for playing.
Thank you very much. It's very kind. It was a really good gig, actually. I really enjoyed it. It was the second time I was able to play that that particular venue, and I really enjoyed it. It ended really well, and you know, it makes you feel good when you come out of a gig like that.
Yeah, and how did that particular gig come about? Is that our friend Sid?
That is our friend Sid. Yes, yeah, Sid has been he's been very good to us. Really, he's given us a lot of opportunities to play live in the Reading area. I first met Sid doing my first ever like gig, as it were, like or playing live in a thing, and it was in September at the Dolphin, and that's where I met him. And he sat me down and he said, oh, do I want to go and support John Otway? And I didn't have an answer then and there. But obviously, thinking about it, I was like, yeah, I'll do that. And then, you know, he came with more gig offers. So, yeah, that was the most recent one to date with Sid, was the one at the Rising Sun. So, yeah.
Yeah, Sid is a legend in Reading. I mean, he's helped develop so many artists.
He does seem like a legend. I mean, he's quite a special character to our hearts. I'm not surprised he's special in Reading as well.
Yeah, yeah. Let's get some music going. Let's play one of your songs first. Which song should we play first?
I think we should play the latest single, I'm Yours, if that's all right.
Yeah, yeah.
Wonderful.
Let's have a listen.
I would walk 100 miles, then I walk 1000 more. I would walk beyond this city just to see her at her door. I would sing a lover's song, even sing a melody. Pack a guitar up behind my back to see her in my dream. I could hitchhike straight from Reading, I could hitchhike all the way. Stand beside a lonesome valley just to hear her say, I'm yours, I'm yours, I'm yours till the end of time. I'm yours, I'm yours, I'm yours till the end of time. I will change my way of living, even change my image too. Grease my hair from back and along the sides to see her words come through. Hold the room when she's in trouble, keep her always safe and warm. Free from all the unknown worries, shelter from the storm. I will build unfinished bridges, part the seas in any way. Sail a boat down to Atlantis just to hear her say, I'm yours. Are in her hand. She's got time, and I'm wasting all of mine. But I don't care, 'cause I care. Yes, I know 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 I care. I'm yours, I'm yours, I'm yours till the end of time.
So that's I'm Yours by Tom Webber, and I'm with Tom. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Pete.
And I like the name check of Reading there in your lyrics.
Yep, absolutely. I've had a few nods at that, actually, when I play it live, and it's really good, actually. I mean, it worked... It works with our friend Sid, actually. Every time I sing it, I give him a nod.
Yeah, and when we saw that at the Rising Sun, people were singing along as well at the end, weren't they? It's amazing.
That was something special, because it's the first time I've actually had anyone sing along to any of the songs. Yeah, really? I've not had it before. And it was only released on... the gig was on the Saturday night, and it was only released on the Friday. So... it was kind of mad. Like, I don't know how people obviously knew it. Well, probably from seeing it before, because I've done it at gigs before. But
yeah,
I didn't know it was going to happen, and it was pretty special. So yeah, I'm feeling very happy after that.
No, I love it. It's very catchy, and I like your style as well. It's and people for listening to the show, you must check out Tom live, and we'll talk a bit more about his gigs coming up. Yeah, I like the way you're doing it live with the guitar, vocals, just you, no fancy stuff, and it's, you know, it's really good. Good lyrics, good chords. Who produced this one? Was that a friend of yours?
Yeah, a good friend of mine, Danny Bonventry. He's helped out from the start, really. You know, I produced my first EP, and he sort of mentored over it. And he was a big help with that. And with my single Here With Me, he produced that, and he also produced I'm Yours as well. So he's a good friend of mine, and I'm very grateful that he was there to help with it, because God knows what we would have done if not. So
yeah. And so you're from Didcot, is that right, in the Didcot area in Oxfordshire?
That's right, yeah. I've lived there my whole life. I was born in Oxford, but I've lived in Didcot my whole life. So
and what got you into music in the first place, to want to play music? Can you remember when you started playing the guitar, for example?
Yeah, it's a good question, because I remember first getting into music when I was about 8 years old, and my dad gave me, or not gave me, but he handed down three CDs. It was Best of the Beatles, Best of Beach Boys, and Divine Madness, which was like a Madness compilation. And I remember liking music then, but I didn't really get round to wanting to do it, and didn't get round to playing until I was about 12 or 13. And I don't know, I was really into rock and roll music by that point. And I just kind of was obsessed with music, and that's when I started doing it. But it took a bit of time for me to think, oh, I want to make my own music, because I just, at first, I wanted to be a great lead guitarist. I wanted to be in a band and play like Johnny B. Goode on the guitar and perfectly. But I realized I wasn't very good at playing lead guitar. So, and I didn't have any bandmates. So I just started writing and singing and playing chords.
Yeah. And I love it. It's beautiful, beautiful music. Thank as well. You. And yeah, I mean, there's some people might say, there's a throwback to the 50s in there as well, but with modern lyrics and modern stories. And I like that contradiction. It's really creative. And that's really cool. So, yeah, I love it. It's really good. Yeah. And it stands out as well at the moment. You know, it's not overproduced. You haven't got too much electronic stuff in there.
That's where, to be honest, it's nice hearing you say that, because that's kind of where I wanted to go and where I still want to go. I mean, I'm only like that far into learning about music and writing and stuff. You know, you can never know too much. But what I know so far from doing this is that I love older music. I absolutely love it. Of course, like, I wouldn't be making music if it wasn't for older music. But that said, we're in a kind of different time now, and I like contemporary music as well. Certain bits.
Yeah.
And I like the idea of having older sounding kind of melodies or things like that, but with a contemporary production and lyrics and things like that. And talking about mobile phones, I quite like it, because it's kind of juxtaposes each other. So
exactly. And we'll talk a little bit more shortly around some tracks, because I asked you to bring some tracks to play on the podcast as well. Mm. As my guest in season five, which is great. But before we do, let's play another one of your tracks. Which one should we play next?
I think we should play Martha.
Okay, let's have a listen.
Martha, oh Martha, oh Martha, Martha, don't you cry. I'm coming on, I'm coming on to be by your side,
by your side,
to be by your side,
by your side.
Martha,
oh Martha,
oh Martha,
Arthur, don't you see? No need to fear, the skies are clear. You'll be safe with me. You'll be safe with me. At first I didn't know what I could do for you. How can you improve? But then you told me how much I could do for you, and how two arms will make a two. Whoa, whoa, Martha,
oh Martha,
oh Martha,
oh Martha,
Martha, don't you moan. I'm coming home, I'm coming home, no longer alone,
alone,
no longer alone. I didn't know what I could do for you. How can you improve? But then you told me how much I could do for you, and how to want to make it through. Oh, Martha,
oh Martha,
oh Martha, Martha, don't you sigh. I'm leaving soon to be with you, to be by your side,
by your side,
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 to be by your side,
by your side.
So that was Martha by Tom Webber, and I'm here with Tom. Hi, Tom. So, yeah, when I first heard that and I saw you play it live, it sounded like a cover, and I thought, he's playing covers, but that was your song. You wrote that, yeah.
Yeah, I did write it, yeah. It's funny, because it is funny that you say that, because quite a few people, it's not the first time I've heard it's people asking me, oh, did you write that? It must be a cover.
Yeah.
And there's been a few people, you know, that think it's a cover and stuff like that. And I have to keep reminding them. It's like, I did write it. Someone put on social media the other day, I got a notification, and it was like, it was a blesser. It was this woman who, you know, she was giving me really good, you know, bigging me up and promoting me and stuff. But she said, oh, if anyone gets a chance, listen to this great cover of the song Martha by Tom Webber. Because she thought it was for Tom Waits' Martha, but it was my song. So I don't know where she got sort of mistaken.
Right.
And I was thinking, like, it's hard because you can't really come in and comment, you know, oh, actually, no, that's not Tom Waits' song, that's my song. He did have a song called Martha, which I didn't know about until I released, but... Yeah, it's not the first time I've had that.
No, but it's great. And for me, it's got that instant familiarity, instant likable melody. For our listeners, you've got to go and see Tom live. I can't stress this enough.
I can stress it enough, definitely.
So just on that, I don't know if you remember when you're playing, because it's like a whirlwind at the moment. You're on a roll, aren't you? You've got a few. Where can people come and watch you?
We're heading into an absolute storm of festivals, which I'm absolutely buzzing about. But anyone going to Isle of Wight, Glastonbury, Henley, or Ready Pop, Cornbury, Truck, or Bunkfest, for the more local types, they can catch me there. When you listen all out like that, it probably sounds like quite a lot, but there must be one or two listeners having a ticket for one of them. Someone's got to have a good festival season.
Yes. Yeah. And that's a really good mix of festivals. You've got local, national, global, you know, and obviously local Tube Bunk Fest in Wallingford. That's a really good one. It's always rammed. What I like about that is intimate venues, but it's always rammed. And of course, during COVID, that was like the ultimate thing we couldn't do. So I think people are gradually getting back into gigs now. Are you finding that? Are people coming out to gigs more? Are you feeling that a bit more with the crowds?
I definitely think so. I think you've hit it spot on there. I think a lot of people are coming out after 2 years of not having anything. It seems that they're coming out, you know, and getting their money's worth, really. And to be honest, in my case, it's brilliant because a lot of people now are turning up to see the support as well. So I just finished the tour with Nick Lowe, and mostly pretty much every single night we did, there was nearly a full house seeing my support set. And I think that's really good. You know, people after 2 years, they're coming out, they're not just seeing the main act. You know, they're giving me the support as well. So it's really uplifting. And I think people are hungry for it now. I think that's why I think a lot of people are going to be wanting to go to festivals and things like that, because we've all been locked away for 2 years, not being able to go anywhere. So I mean, if I wasn't doing music, I know where I'd be spending my money, getting festival tickets. So
Well, this way you get to do bit of both, don't you? You get to go to the festival, hang out, and be an artist as well.
I know. I've only ever been to one festival in my life as well, and that was Truck Festival in 2019. So this year is going to be like kind of, you know, fish out of water going to places, but. Well, there's no better way to do it.
I think, and it's well deserved, I must say, and I don't mean that in a patronizing, I genuinely mean that in a fan way. I think you've got my generation, and also I played a recording of the Rising Sun gig to my daughter, 21-year-old daughter, and she likes you as well.
Tell her I said thank you. That's very good.
Yeah, that's cool. And she is very fussy, I might say, with her music. So
that's good.
So I think you're going to attract across the generations, and you are attracting across the generations, and it's great. And it's good to hear that music as well, but with a modern twist. You know, I like great songs. Keep going. You've got my...
I've got your blessing for it.
I've got my blessing. You've got my support. If you need anything at all, just shout, because this platform, this podcast is all about people like yourself, and giving you a voice, a platform to talk to more people, and also obviously get your socials up as well and your streams up as well, and get people to your festival.
I appreciate that. It's great as well having a podcast, you know, for music, because every night I listen to a different music podcast or interview, and you know, I think this is the stuff that fuels people who want to become musicians or people who are just getting into music. You know, they've got the music, but they also want the side of the musicians that they're listening to. You know, they want to, on a personal level, and sometimes a 3-minute interview round backstage doesn't quite cut it. So podcasts, I think, are, you know, the next best thing.
I can see you're going to be busy with interviews. I can feel that. So I asked you to sort of think about songs that influenced you and maybe stuff that you're listening to at the moment. Let's have a listen to a couple of songs. So what's your first song that you've got for us to listen to?
So the first song I've got up is a song which is, to be honest, it's sort of been built on, you know, all this, my life of making music has been built on this one record, was Lightning Bolt by Jake Bugg. When that came out in 2012, I was just learning the guitar, and that whole first debut album he had, that inspired me to go out busking. So it wouldn't be right to talk about songs which are important to me and not mention a Jake Bugg song, so I'll probably put Lightning Bolt in there.
Let's have a quick listen to that. Thank you.
Morning, it's another pure gray morning. Don't know what the day is holding, and I get up right home and I walk right into the path of a lightning bolt. siren of an ambulance comes howling right through the center of town, and no one blinks an eye, and I look up to the sky for the path of a lightning bolt. Met her as the angels parted for her. She only brought me torture. That's what happens when it's you that's standing in the path of a lightning bolt. Everyone I see just walks the walk with greed and tea, but I just stand by and I wait my time. They say you gotta toe the line. They want the wall and not the wine, but when I see the signs, I jump on that line. People tell you not to take chances, and they tell you that there aren't any answers, and I was starting to agree, but I woke suddenly in the path of a lightning bolt. Fortune, people talking all about fortune. Do you make it or does it just call you? In the blinking of an eye, just another passerby in the path of a lightning bolt. Everyone I see just walks the walk with gritted teeth, but I just stay. In silence, I was lying back gazing skyward when the moment got shattered. I remember what she said, and then she fled in the path of a lightning bolt.
So that was Lightning Bolt by Jake Bug, and that's Tom's first track for us to listen to. I really like that. Again, that's got a throwback feel to it, that electric guitar, clean sound, lot of energy,
It's great. It reminds me of when I first heard it. It reminded me, well, I didn't know what it reminded me of until my dad said, oh, it sounds like Johnny Cash, it sounds like Bob Dylan. But I think now I've got a bit older and I've started doing music, I can see why I liked it. It's because he was trying to do similar kind of thing, like contemporary music, but with an old sort of twist. So maybe I foreshadowed my later years at 12 years old. Who knows? I don't know.
So yeah, cool. So you were 12 when you first heard that?
Yeah.
What are you saying? Wow. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it came out in 2000. I remember exactly where I was as well. I was in HMV on the Isle of Wight, whichever HMV, it's probably not there anymore, is it? But it was in an HMV on the Isle of Wight as soon as it came out. That's where I heard it.
Excellent. So what's the second track you got for us then to listen to?
So the second track is a Beatles song and it's called I Should Have Known Better. And it's off the album Hard Day's Night. And I really like it because it's quite simple. And, you know, it was one of the songs which I learned to play on the guitar when I was younger. And I still love it now because I think the songwriting is great. And I like the simple lyrics and the harmonica. And, yeah, it's off my favourite Beatles album. So it's just one of my favourite tunes to come back to. Makes me happy.
Oh, I never realized could only happen to me. Can't you see? Can't you see? That when I tell you that I love you, oh, you're gonna say you love me too.
So that was I Should Have Known Better by the Beatles. And that's the second track from Tom Webber, who's with me on today's show. I really love that song. And good taste in music there.
Great song.
Did you ever see the Get Back thing that they did with the 7 hours of rehearsal? Have you seen that yet?
Yeah, I was obsessed with it. I've seen it about probably three or four times now. It's one of those things where now I've seen it all the way through a couple of times. When I'm bored, I just click on any random episode at any time and just watch it. And I knew it was going to blow my mind before it came out.
Yeah.
I've always been the biggest Beatles fan, and it did indeed blow my mind. Like, I'm still getting over how clear the footage is and how mad it is being a fly on the wall. I'm still getting over that.
Yeah, I like the fact that we know the songs and we know the lyrics. And of course, when the songwriting process, it's still fluid, and you know the word may not be right, and you change it, and you come back to it, and all that stuff. And it's great to see just four guys in a studio, and they're mucking around the words and the lyrics, and think that's before the song was even famous. It's 50 years ago, I think.
I know.
Yeah, and so when
I never actually took on the concept of how strange it is that we're watching the most revered, is that the word we use?
Maybe? Yeah, yeah.
Revered musicians there are in the world, and we know the song.
Yeah.
And we know the songs are doing, and he's mucking around, and it's almost like we're saying, like, go on, you're almost there. There's another verse. Like,
yeah.
It gives you empowerment over the Beatles in a strange sort of concept.
And I guess during that creative process, when you're writing a song as well, do you do it in a sitting, or do you come back and chew on a verse or a pre-chorus or the chorus and come back to it? Would you collaborate with other people when you're writing?
Yeah, that's a good question. To be honest, I really envy people who say, I know from that Get Back documentary, funnily as it happens, that George Harrison said to John Lennon, he was like, the one tip you gave me, if you're going to write a song, when you sit down and have an idea, just finish it, otherwise you'll never get around to it. And I'm guilty. I'm not one of those people who can do that, sadly. So sometimes I'll have an idea and I can write the whole idea in half an hour. Like Martha was written in about half an hour, 40 minutes. But then there's other ideas which I've had for months rolling around in my head, and you know, you'll come back and you'll do a verse and then another verse and a chorus. I think it just depends, to be honest. I'm not particularly fussed, and there's some ideas which I'll have and I'll show to someone and they give a complete different perspective, and I'm happy to change it. So I'm sort of protective but also not very protective of my songs when I'm writing them, because there's always room for improvement, right?
Yeah, I totally agree. It's finding an edit in your head and you think, no, that's it, I'm gonna leave it.
You must have the exact same thing, I'm sure. I mean, are you one of those people who kind of, you know, can write a whole thing in one, or do you come back? Or
my challenge is I don't do lyrics, so I tend to do the music side. It's only really recently, in the last 5-10 years, I've been doing lyrics. But musically, I've always had little music things in my head, and then I come back to it, and then I try on those chords with different singers. So I work with different singers and they might interpret it one way. But I'm trying to do more collaboration, and I really enjoy it because you meet other people, different ages and different backgrounds, and you come together and, you know, and we briefly talked about while the record was going, about Chris Difford as well. And, you know, he does a really good songwriting boot camp, and I've been on a couple of others. And he's very good at sort of giving someone a a topic or a theme, and then you've got 2 hours to come up with a song and then play it back live to the rest of the group. And it's pressure, but it's good, you know.
That sort of pressure, that it does, you know, that kind of pressure is quite good in some ways, I can imagine. Because, I mean, I've not had an experience like that myself, obviously, but the only thing I can kind of relate to that is the afternoon before, I probably shouldn't be saying this, but the afternoon before I went on the Nick Lowe tour, I was pretty much one song short of having a full set. Not short as in I didn't have enough material. I mean, I could have done one of my other songs, but one song short of having a really solid, good set. And I needed to write another song for the set to be good. So I just managed to whip up something in an afternoon. And yeah, luckily it came off really well. And a lot of people have said it's their favorite song, which is my manager's favorite song.
There we go.
I think so.
Yeah, it's
come off quite well.
And let's have a listen to some more music. So I'm enjoying your selection. It's fantastic. What's your third track then you've got for us to listen to?
Well, the third track is probably quite a predictable one for anyone who's heard my music before. But it wouldn't be right for me to do a list of songs which didn't help shape where I am at this point in time without picking this artist. So this next song is What a Wonderful World by Sam Cooke.
Don't know much about history, don't know much biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography, don't know much trigonometry, don't know much about algebra, don't know what a sliding rule is for, but I do know one and one is two. And if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be, for maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history, don't know much biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. La ta 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 ta. History. Biology. Well, la ta 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 ta. Science book. French I took. Yeah, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
That was Sam Cooke, What a Wonderful World. What a wonderful song as well. Thanks.
Yeah, it's a thanks, Tom.
So let's have a listen to another track then. What track should we listen to next? We've got two more from your playlist.
Well, the next song is quite a special one to me at this moment in time. As I said earlier, I've just come off the tour with Nick Lowe. And every night I would go on and do my set, and I'd come off, and you know, you'd be sweaty and stuff like that. And then we'd get out and we'd get ready to see, you know, Nick's set. And every time he'd come on, and it was like magical. He'd like walk off and the crowd's going mad. And honestly, he'd come on with a little mug of tea and he'd put his tea mug down, he'd wave at everyone. And then he'd just gently start strumming this song. And it's one called Man I've Become. And he just sings it beautifully.
There's a kind of man that you sometimes meet, world's passing him by on winged feet. He walks around with his senses numb. If you know him, that's the kind of man that I've become. The kids all know him, 'cause when they play, he comes and shoos them away. He's irritated by everyone. If you know him, that's the kind of man that I've become. The friends he had are so-called now. They all slipped away somehow. He's had the blues much more than some. If you know him, that's the kind of man that I've become. He won't go to church, 'cause his faith's all gone. The sweet singing of the choir will only drive him home. As for comfort, he hasn't got a crumb. If you know him, that's the kind of man that I've become. Church is too loud for him now. The sweet singing of the choir, nothing but a row. His heart's a prune when it once was a plum. If you know him, that's the kind of man that I've become. If you know him, that's the kind of man that I've become.
So that was Nick Lowe, Man I've Become. So you've just finished a tour with him. You supported him.
Yeah, I was lucky enough to go on the road with him, and it was my first tour, and certainly not Nick's first tour. I mean, he's been doing it for years. But the amount of things I learned from him, and it was incredible. It was like, I think I said to my friend, I was like, it's like the greatest apprenticeship you can have. Because you're learning all this stuff so quick, and you're learning so much in such a short space of time that you're almost overwhelmed with how great Nick really is. When you're sort of pinpointing performing and playing acoustic guitar and singing in front of a live audience, you really narrow down on what not to do and what to do. And Nick just had everything spot on. And as I said earlier, he comes on with that song. He comes on with it every night, doesn't say a word. And then he starts the next song, and whilst he's playing a solo in the next song, or a little guitar instrumental break, he'll say, "Hey, everybody, how are you doing out there?" And it's almost magical how he doesn't even need to talk when he comes on. And I really love that song. So that's why I picked it. But
brilliant. Well, let's hope you can support more people as well. And well, eventually I absolutely predict they'll be supporting you on your headline tour.
Oh, it's going to happen. I would love that. I would love it.
Sid told me to say that. No, I'm joking.
Well, is it going to be? Is it going to be promoted by Club Velocity? We should get him on here someday, Pete. I reckon he could tell some.
Paul and I got Sid on our G New Music one, and he listens to us and Paul's radio show in Wallingford as well. He's a legend.
He is.
So that's our final track. So what have you got for us in your final track that you've selected for us to listen to?
So my final track is from an album which my mum used to play in the car all the time when I was about 10 or 11 years old. I forget which one, maybe even 9, when I think it came out. And it's by Paolo Nutini, a great hero of mine. And it's a song called 10 out of 10. And it's got a great feel to it. It's really lively, and it's quite, you know, atmospheric in its own right. And it's his voice has inspired me for years, and it's my favorite song of his because it just puts a smile on my face.
try you, girl, and I hope you tell them where to go. 'Cause I've got so much here to offer, girl. Oh, I love you more than you could know. And some people wanna speed it up. In fact, I wanna slow it down. And I wanna get myself dressed up and take you out on the town.
That was 10 out of 10 by Paolo Nutini. That was a nice upbeat ska rhythm. Nice summer vibe. I like it. Lovely.
Yeah, it's got a good, it's got quite a good ska feel that. On that album, yeah. It's got loads of different feels of even different genres on the album. But that one particular, you know, in particular, I really like. And I've always liked ska and, you know, reggae. And
love it. Well, I better let you go. I know you're a busy man. And I just want to say thank you so much for coming on and being part of our season five to kick off season five. I couldn't think of a better person. And I genuinely wish you the best of luck over the summer. You're going to be working really hard. I might see you at Isle of Wight. I'm doing some stewarding, so I'll make sure I steward everyone to your set.
Oh, wonderful. No, yeah. I didn't know that. I look forward to seeing you there.
Yeah.
Again, thank you for having me. And but Pete, let me just say thank you for having me, and you know, it's been great chatting to you, because it's nice talking to another music lover.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you. Well, I wish you the best of luck, and keep in touch and come back on the show, and I look forward to seeing you on Later with Jules Holland. That's my prediction for 2022. It's gonna happen.
Thank you very much, mate.
Thank you so much to Tom. That was an interview we did earlier on this year, and he was talking about playing at Isle of Wight Festival, and we were lucky enough to be at Isle of Wight Festival, and we managed to get some feedback from the audience.
Hi, it's Pete Doyle here from the New Music Show. We've just seen Tom Webber play live on the River Stage at Isle of Wight. Hiya, how are you doing?
Hiya, yeah, amazing. I thought it was great. It was really chilled out, perfect vibes to start in the 1 o'clock in the afternoon. It was really, really nice, and he's just got an amazing voice.
And have you seen him before?
No, I haven't. We sort of recognised the names. We thought we'd come down and see if we did recognise. We weren't quite sure if we did, but I'm like, definitely following now.
Great. Thanks very much. Have a good day.
Thank you very much. Enjoy the festival.
So it's Pete from New Music Show. I'm here with Tom Webber. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Pete. How's it going? All right.
Yeah, good. Thanks. That was an amazing set you've just done at Isle of Wight on the River Stage. How do you feel?
thank you very much. Firstly, I feel great. I mean, it's my first festival I've done, and it's a real honour and privilege to do it. So, and a lot of people singing and dancing, and we got in just before the rain started, so very lucky.
Yeah, no, it was a great set. Loads of people who hadn't seen you before. I was talking to them. They said they want to come and see you again. Oh, they're going to follow you as well. So
very sweet. No, I would like that a lot. That's the best thing about these festivals, Pete. Like you can turn on a new audience. You know, they can just come stumbling across and you can see you, and you know, we're blessed to be able to do it. So
thank you very much. I won't keep you. I know you've got two more sets. No, at the Isle of Wight.
One actually, I had the one this morning, and then this one now, and then go see the Proclaimers now, watch a bit of the Fratellis actually now, and then Proclaimers after, and then Gibson stage later. So just maybe two or three numbers up there.
Brilliant. Well, take it easy, and I might see you at Glastonbury, who knows.
I would hope so, mate. I'd hope
take
so.
Care. Cheers, Tom.
Thank you.
You're listening to The New Music Show with Pete Doyle.